Well, good afternoon and Merry Christmas to all of you.
大家圣诞快乐，午安。
It's a joy for me this afternoon to have my dear wife Lisa here with me.
我很高兴今天我的太太 Lisa 跟我在一起。
And we want to welcome all of you and especially our guests this afternoon.
我们要特别欢迎大家，也欢迎我们的客人。
Lisa and I also want to thank you for the many ways in which you demonstrate your support for our ministry.
我们也要感谢你们，你们在很多方面对我们的事工都有帮助。
And in particular for your prayers,
特别是你们的祷告，
which I have really felt recently as I was traveling in India.
最近我在印度的事工里面，我感受到你们的帮助。
And had opportunities to share Christ there and to train indigenous leaders.
我有机会在那边传福音，也训练他们那些工作的人员。
It's great to be with you for this Christmas service.
我很高兴能够在这个圣诞的崇拜跟你们在一起。
I love Christmas.
我很喜欢圣诞。
I always have.
我一直都很喜欢。
There's something special about Christmas.
圣诞是有一种特别的。
Maybe almost even magical.
可能有一种魔术性。
I can remember when I was a child how excited I was to receive gifts.
我记得我小的时候非常的兴奋拿到礼物。
I couldn't wait to come downstairs and look under the tree.
我就等不及要到楼下来看在树底下找。
And see how many gifts there had my name on them.
看有多少礼物是有我的名字的。
And of course, the bigger, the better.
Of course, 越大越好。
And the more, the merrier.
越多越好。
But of course, you know, as we grow up and as we mature,
当然在我们慢慢长大，慢慢的成熟，
we learn that Christmas isn't just about receiving, it's about giving gifts to others.
我们学到 Christmas 在圣诞的时候，不仅仅是我们要接受礼物。
And we discover the joy that comes by sharing something for others. We want to bless our loved ones and our friends. And so we brave the traffic and the long, if you're like me, last minute lines at Target. And we look forward to that moment when our own children and grandchildren and friends
或者是孙女、孙子、孙子们还有朋友们
receive the gifts that we give to them.
让他们接受我们给他们的礼物。
Wonder if you've ever asked yourself the question, why do we celebrate Christmas with giving gifts?
你有没有问过你自己，为什么我们庆祝圣诞的时候
Well, obviously, it's a tradition that goes back many, many years.
显然的，这是一个传统，有很多年的传统。
And a tradition which the retail industry, through clever marketing, wants to perpetuate.
当然了，这个传统在靠了这一些商人们也一直在那里宣传。
But ultimately, I think there's another reason why we give gifts.
可是最后呢，另外有一个原因，我们为什么要给礼物？
It's a time when we recognize that we have received so much.
因为这是一个时间里面我们会发现我们所接受了很多。
And with hearts full with gratitude, we want to share some of what we have received with others.
我们心里面充满了感激，所以我们要分享跟别人分享。
And so this afternoon, I just want to ask very simple, a few simple questions.
所以今天下午我就问几个简单的问题。
And I want to begin by just asking this. What is the greatest Christmas gift?
我要问一个问题，就是什么是最伟大的圣诞的礼物？
Well, the greatest Christmas gift is not something that you will give this year.
最大的礼物不是你今年要给的。
It's not that iPad that you've put under the tree.
不是你把那个放在树底下的 iPad。
Or whatever else the big gift is this year, I don't know.
我不晓得还有什么其他的礼物你今天摆在树下面。
The greatest Christmas gift is not something we give, it's something we receive. It's the gift that we just read about here in Luke chapter 2. The gift announced to the shepherds by the angels. The gift that we read about here in verses 10 and 11. When the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid."
当天使跟他们说, 不要惧怕,
"For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people."
我报告给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
"For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord."
今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。
The greatest gift is the gift that God gives to all people. The gift of His Son. The gift of a Savior. Our Messiah and Lord Jesus Christ. It's also the gift of life. The gift of eternal life. We read elsewhere in the New Testament in the book of Romans. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the greatest Christmas gift. The gift that we receive from God, the gift of Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, I want to ask you another question this Christmas.
弟兄姐妹们,
if God wants to give me a gift,
假如神要给我一个礼物,
how should I respond?
我怎么回答呢?
The only proper response, the only proper gesture in response to God if He wants to give a gift, is for me humbly and thankfully to receive that gift from God. To receive the gift gratefully and to enjoy it thankfully. Now I know we all have different traditions surrounding gift giving. In our home, we exchange gifts on Christmas morning. And when our girls, who are now young adults,
我们的女儿们现在都是, 青年,
but when our girls were little, they would wake up very early on Christmas morning.
小的时候,
they always bought matching pajamas for Christmas, and they would sleep together in the same bed. Then they would wake each other up early in the morning and rush downstairs just like me when I was little. And they were full of anticipation. And what would I do as a father when they wanted to come down and open their gifts?
假如我是父亲,我怎么办? 他们要下来要开礼物。
Would I say, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, hold on a minute."
哎,等一等,等一等。
Yeah, first of all, I want you to go up and make the bed.
首先,你们先去铺床,
pick up your room.
把你们房间整理干净,
do the dishes.
洗碗,
go outside, shovel the snow.
去采雪,
let me see, a few other things.
还有其他的事情,
then you can open those gifts.
然后你才能开这个礼物。
Well, of course I wouldn't do that. I'd be the Grinch if I did that.
当然我不会这样做。
No, it wouldn't be a gift if I demanded that they do all these things first.
So, 那就不是礼物了, 假如我先要他们做很多的事。
No, a gift is just that. It's a gift.
所以一个礼物就是一个礼物。
Something that we simply receive with gratitude.
我们就完完全全靠感恩的心领受。
And enjoy.
去享受。
Brothers and sisters, this truth is fundamental to the message of the Bible.
弟兄姐妹们, 这一个真理也就是整个圣经的基础。
The forgiveness of sins and the gift of life that God wants to give us in His Son.
罪得到赦免，神要把他的儿子赐给人做礼物。
It's not something that we can ever earn.
我们没有办法赚得到。
It's simply a gift that we receive from the Lord.
那就是从神来的礼物。
And enjoy with gratitude.
我们感恩的心来享受。
I have a gift that I brought here with me this afternoon.
我今天下午带了一个礼物来。
Very nicely wrapped, not by me, but my wife provided that.
我的太太帮我包得很漂亮。
And I want to offer this gift here this afternoon to somebody. Whoever is willing to come and receive it, this is yours.
我愿意今天下午把这个礼物给任何一个人。
Now, you can find out later what's in the box. Now, I offered this gift to all of you. And there were only two, almost three, who were beginning to come forward. You see, a gift is offered to all of us. But that gift isn't ours until we actually receive it. Not through earning. My dear sister didn't have to do anything except come and receive that gift. In the same way that God offers us a gift in His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. But we actually have to receive that gift from him. And perhaps the greatest quality in men and women of God is their capacity to receive. That's why sometimes it's better to receive than to give.
这就是为什么有的时候受比给更有福。
You see, it's not our ability to create or produce that's the mark of Christian or spiritual maturity.
所以我们用我们各种方法来 争求属灵的成熟。
But it's the humility to gratefully receive what God offers in Jesus Christ.
但是以谦卑的心
An ability to trust in who God is.
有这个力量来相信信任神,
and what He alone can provide and do in our lives. The problem is that many of us are too big to receive a gift from God. It's easy for us to give. Because that's something I do.
这我很喜欢做,
but it's hard.
但是比较困难,
humbly.
是谦卑下来,
to simply receive what the Lord offers to us in Jesus Christ. It's hard to acknowledge that we have a need. It's hard to confess that we can't do anything to secure our own salvation. It's hard to recognize that we can't do anything to secure God's blessing. But God never makes that demand on us.
He
simply offers the gift. And he says, will you receive the gift of my son? Maybe that's why God chose Mary. A young, by all accounts, teenage girl. Engaged to be married. But a young woman who, in humility, was simply prepared to receive God's gift. Mary didn't understand everything that was going on. She didn't understand everything that God was asking of her. But we read in verse 19, Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. She was prepared to simply trust in God and receive and enjoy His promise of a son. The gift that God gave to her, and the gift that through Mary God has given to each of us. And so, brothers and sisters, this Christmas I want to ask one more question. And that is, how can I receive God's gift of His Son this Christmas? You know, we just need to get back to this kind of childlike faith. That kind of childlike excitement that I used to see in my girls when they were young. That's why the Lord Jesus said to His disciples, we all need to have that faith like children.
That's why 主耶稣跟他的门徒讲, 我们都应该有像这个小孩子的信心。
That childlike faith that finds it easier to receive than to give.
那个像小孩子的信心, 觉得接受比给要容易。
I was thankful for our dear brother's prayer at the beginning of the service. And if there is someone here this morning who doesn't know for sure if they have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you have a great opportunity this Christmas to simply receive the gift of Jesus Christ into your own heart, in your own life. How do we do that? How do we receive that gift? Do I have to come forward in the church? Not at all. But let me read for you what it says in the book of Romans, chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, we'll look at verses 9 through 13. It says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in Him, in Jesus, will not be disappointed. And there's no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on Him. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How can you receive God's gift? The gift of His Son? The gift of the forgiveness of our sins? The gift of eternal life? How can you receive this gift this Christmas? Simply place your trust in Jesus Christ. By confessing Him as Lord, and trusting in His death and His resurrection for salvation. We receive God's gift of new life by receiving His Son into our lives. Now I recognize that most of you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But perhaps this Christmas you can receive Jesus anew into your heart. To experience Him in a deeper and more personal way. To experience that Jesus is indeed God with us, Emmanuel. And that as you receive Him, you'll give Him a new freedom to really be the Lord in your life, to reign in your life. And that you'll simply yield your life more to His control this Christmas. You see, all of us can respond to God by receiving Jesus into our hearts and lives. And giving Him more room to reign in our lives. So this Christmas, let's not think so much about what it is that we're going to do for God. What we're going to give to Him. How we're going to praise Him. How we're going to worship Him. This Christmas, let's give more thought to how we can simply receive what God offers to us in Jesus Christ. Let's receive what He has for us. Because you see, sometimes it's better to receive than to give. Let me invite you to join with me in bowing your head, closing your eyes. As I close in prayer. Dear Father God, this Christmas I want to unwrap the truth about Christmas.
亲爱的神,亲爱的父, 在这一个圣诞,
and receive the gift of your Son. I acknowledge that my sin has separated me from you. And I now turn from that sin and receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. Father God, we thank you for the gift that lasts.
父神,
for the gift of eternal life. Please give us the courage and strength to follow you. And to obey your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this afternoon we want to respond to God's word to us by celebrating communion together.
我们也借着领圣餐来庆祝。
So I want to invite also the deacon.